a very depressing gray structure sort of looming in the near horizon. There are monuments, of course. They've opened up to tourism, and so you have people taking pictures, people wearing masks, people with little Geiger counters clicking away. And then I went to Pripyat, which 25 years ago was a thriving city of 25,000 people. Was a model communist city, great health care and gardens and kindergartens and schools. And then this time, 25 years ago, they're in the process of starting to evacuate. And they evacuated the entire population in question of a couple of hours, and they never came back.
That's one of the reasons why you say this is one of Russia's largest wildlife preserves. There are no people there?
Correct. Actually, for Europe, the area, they had to evacuate 330,000 people from an area twice the size of Luxembourg. In American context, almost the size of our state of Rhode Island, and they just overnight removed the hand of man from this huge area.
What have people told you about how they remember Chernobyl then and how they remember it now?
Well, the people that worked there really loved it. The pay was high, the prestige was high, the benefits were great, and then it was all taken away from them in 24 hours, and it was a real shock. And, of course, many of them lost loved ones, either through cancer in the last few years or immediately on the spot. And don't forget, there are about 1 million Russians and Ukrainians who worked as liquidators. And these were men and women who were cycled through very quickly to minimize their exposure. And many of them were real heroes. They went up on the roof and shoveled for 15 minutes and got out of the way and were able to stop the fire that was polluting much of Northern Europe. And many of these people died or have health problems now. So it's really a time of sadness. At Slavutich, which is the new workers' community they built after they had to close one around Chernobyl, they lit candles last night. Kirill, the patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church, led a ceremony in Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine, at 1:23, the precise hour when the nuclear reactor went out of control.
You told of a man who went back to Chernobyl 25 years later and how he was sad to see the state of disrepair of the place, the fact that it had crumbled, that it had fallen apart. Could you relate that story again?
He has become a tour guide with these tours that start up in January. It allows him to go back to where he grew up and where he will say very bluntly he spent the happiest years of his life. He's now 35, so he's there until age 10, and we went and stood in his apartment, and he remembered it was a very humble apartment, really basically one or two rooms. But he had lived there with his mother and his brother, and then we went to his cafeteria and went to his school. And for him, it was obviously shocking because he remembered it full of life and full of kids running around screaming and yelling and people having meals and singing Soviet songs. And I think he was happy that he could go back as a tour guide and reconnect, but it was obviously very shocking to go back to this ghost town and remember how it had been full of life and full of people.